According to Attorney General Mike DeWine, Quattro Inc., seller of traffic control devices, wasn't playing by the rules. The company worked with a co-conspirator to submit prearranged quotes to ODOT and at other times submitted multiple quotes from itself and related companies. The guilty pleas from the company and its sales manager, Timothy O'Brien, are the first criminal antitrust convictions in Ohio in 30 years. A report from the Office of the Inspector General blames ODOT purchasers for ignoring state bidding policies and procedures. DeWine urges all state and county agencies to remain vigilant.
Government does business with thousands and thousands of people, and most of them are very honest. They're small business people, they do a great, great job, and the fact that a lot of them out there means we get cheaper prices and everything is good. But every once in a while, you just get a bad apple, and we got to find those bad apples.
DeWine wouldn't comment on the larger statewide investigation. The report said 9 companies involved in transactions were reviewed. It's unclear if any more suppliers or state workers will be charged. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.